Gun control groups are holding rallies here in Los Angeles and around the country in what they're calling a day to demand action. During a White House event, President Barack Obama said the country has seen enough gun violence, and he urged Congress and the American people to toughen gun laws. Fiona Wang takes a look at how gun violence affects young people in South Los Angeles, where tragedy is all too common.
According to new findings, one in five Americans knows a gun violence victim. The Kaiser Health tracking poll shows blacks and young people are most likely to report knowing victims of gun violence. That statistic holds true in South Los Angeles. While many people have witnessed the tragedy, George Weaver, the director of Brotherhood Crusade, said his organization was affected just last year. Victor McClinton, one of Weaver's longtime staff members, was shot in his front yard while his family celebrated Christmas. Weaver said,
"The impact of now this family, his children who now have to grow up and every day experience and understand and experience and feel the pain of losing their father."
Young people like McClinton's children are among the most affected by gun violence.
Historically, it's been the young people who have lost their lives to gun violence.
That was Najee Ali, California civil rights activist. He said part of the reason is they don't quite understand.
Because they're young, immature, and don't realize the danger of guns, that once you shoot someone, it's permanent, it's not a Hollywood movie.
But Weaver pointed out it is the environment people grow up that influences their gun use decision.
When you create a situation of hopelessness, ultimately that situation comes to a head. And unfortunately, you know, the history of the area of South Los Angeles has created some situations of hopelessness, you know, and the result, the ultimate result of those situations being created is what we're seeing now, manifest now. You know, that doesn't excuse it, that doesn't justify it, but it is a reality of what has occurred.
But all is not lost. He said better government spending on creating jobs and building local schools would help create a more enriching environment. Fiona Wen, Annenberg Radio News.